This is a podcast to document the strange times we are living in, to give musicians an opportunity to share their experiences during social distancing and self-isolation measures. Self-hosted snapshots of this unique time. Welcome to Social Distancing Diaries.
Hello, I'm Max Pope. Checking in to Social Distancing Diaries on week 12, I reckon. It's been about 3 months, hasn't it? Who even knows anymore? Before I launch into the intensities of the past 3 months, I thought I would play a little tune to kick things off. This has been keeping me in a good mood this week. Sunny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. And sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the pain. Now the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sunny ones shine so sincere. Sunny ones so true, I love you. Sunny ones so true, I love you. I think I should probably say that this podcast will be presented by myself and my guitar, because we've both been living a bit of a crazy life these past 3 months. So, yes, it's been intense, hasn't it, for all of us? Intense highs. I've had some intense highs and very intense lows. It's been extreme in all measures. I had just started seeing someone before lockdown, and we decided to move down to Brighton to live with my mum, which seemed like a good idea at the time. And then the world started to fall apart, and we quickly realised it was a bad idea. So to cut a long story short, that didn't work out. And it was quite stressful. But there's been some quite key musical moments that have been provided a bit of a soundtrack to this chapter. And one of them is a song called Don't Let Me Down, which has a very powerful sentiment. It goes like this. Nobody ever loved me like she does. Oh, she does. Yes, she does. And if somebody ever really loved me the way she does me, oh, yes, she does. Don't let me die. Beautiful song that. I think it's by the Beatles originally. The version that I fell in love with is by Dillard and Clark, sort of country version of it. But anyway, I think that that phrase, don't let me down, has a very powerful feeling attached to it for me, and it almost feels like a surrender to hope, which in the current state of affairs has really stayed with me, I think. Yeah, so that was sort of the first little chapter, the first month or something. I moved from South East London to Brighton, and when I got here, my mum's kitchen was being completely ripped out. So we didn't have a kitchen for most of this chapter, and which meant the spare room became a little temporary pop-up kitchen. And we had a kettle in there, and we just ate salads and did the dishes in the bath, and It sounds very romantic, but it was actually, it became really long after a few weeks. That gets quite tiring. I have picked up quite a lot of knowledge about many a building trade at this point. We've had Chris and Riley, the builders, at the beginning. Then we had Carl, the electrician, Oliver, the plumber, Nick, the tiler. We've had another Chris. We've had a Mick doing the flooring. So, yeah, and I have spent more time than I expected discussing cupboard door handles and exactly the right shade of cream to paint the walls. So, you know, I think if anyone listening is in the process of designing their kitchen, holler me. I think I've picked up a bit of knowledge here. I have been avoiding, to get out of the dust and the noise and the building site, I have been walking to the sea. It's a really sort of powerful force, and it's different every day. I love that about the sea. It's untamable and uncontrollable, and it's a force of nature that gives me a lot of calm. And on my walks, I've been listening to a piece of music called Crepuscolo sul mare, excuse my Italian accent, by a composer called Piero Emiliani. And it's, well, I can play it, not very well, but it goes a little bit like this. So yeah, that piece of music really captures something about the sea. It's the original recording. I don't feel like I can do it justice, but the pace of it goes, it goes from really fast to really slow and kind of undulates. And yeah, it really does mirror what the waves do. So that music, I haven't been feeling particularly creative. I find it hard to be creative when there's so much uncertainty around my head and in my immediate environment, which we've all been having, I think. So, but I have been wanting to listen to a lot of classical music. So off the back of that tune, which I became quite obsessed with, I wrote this other little thing, which I called Flora. It goes like this. So I think we've all had a lot of time on our hands, time to reflect and time to sort of grow, I think. I know lots of us have been learning new things, and I've been reading a lot. I've been reading this book at the moment called The Hidden Life of Trees by Peter Wallaben. And without wanting to turn this into gardener's question time, it's a really interesting book. It's about what trees feel and how they communicate with each other. And so here's a little fact. If there is an insect that is eating the leaves of a tree, the tree will taste its saliva. So it's got a taste of, it's got a sense of taste. And it will send a chemical through its leaves that will repel the exact insect away. So how crazy is that? I think that's pretty mad. I never thought about trees having these kind of senses. They also communicate with each other through electrical impulses through their roots. So if there's another tree in danger, they'll warn each other. Anyway, it's, yeah, he's got a very, he writes about trees in this very human way, and I find it really interesting. I highly recommend if anybody's looking for that kind of a thing. I feel like playing one of my earliest songs, actually, because I think it's been a really crazy journey, my musical thing. And this song, it feels kind of right to play this.
Now I know I've been sinking deep, and so I hear willows weep. Someone put us to sleep. In 2 years' time, I find you on my mind. I never let my shadows go. So climb out through the holes, walk in silence. It haunts you, won't sleep. I'm following your footsteps, climbing steep. Freeze on movements, don't give away a thing. I think I must be dreaming, counting sheep.
So yeah, there's a little snippet for you. I was about 17 when I wrote that, and, you know, 8 years on, I've just released a new EP called In Limbo. I didn't know at the time how relevant that title would be, which is a little bit crazy. But yeah, anyway, thank you for listening to my ramblings, and I hope I haven't bored you. And stay safe and take care of each other. Yeah, lots of love. Thanks for listening. I'm Max Pope.
Thank you for listening to Social Distancing Diaries. If you want to discuss your own experiences, join the conversation. You can reach us on socialdistancingdiaries@gmail.com, @SDDpod on Twitter, @socialdistancingdiariespod on Instagram, and on facebook.com/socialdistancingdiaries. Social Distancing Diaries is a Dark Shepherd production, voiceover by Gemma Moore. Theme music is This City by Treasure Season, edited by Jed Shepherd, concept by Tom Dark.